An apartment building with 18 single occupancy rooms for low-income tenants and a 60-bed nighttime shelter for the homeless were damaged by the blast and ordered by building inspectors to close pending repairs.
It's a little more than inconvenience. It's a pretty substantial challenge.
William Miller, executive director of Friends of the Homeless, a nonprofit social service agency that owns the four-story brick apartment building on Worthington Street that is less than half a block from the center of the explosion. All of the windows blew in, every door is damaged, and some ceilings collapsed.
It's just really a miracle that nobody was in this building was cut up or injured.
There's no estimate for how much repairs will cost or how long it will take to reopen the apartments for the low-income tenants who now find themselves homeless again. Some are staying with relatives, others are back in emergency shelters.
We will be able to rehab it sometime over the next 2 to 3 months, we think, and we can get people back in.
The main Friends of the Homeless campus, a block further up Worthington Street, has a shelter capacity of 130 people. Since the blast Friday night, it's been averaging 170 people in the shelter.
What it means is there's people sleeping in our conference room and in our hallway floors and that kind of thing. So it's difficult.
The Springfield Rescue Mission shelter on Taylor Street, a block from the blast site, was also damaged and forced to close. Manager Miguel Cabrera said the shelter has a capacity for 60 people.
There wasn't a structural damage to the building, but almost every window was destroyed. We also have some big cracks in the wall, in the first floor and in the second floor. The individual rooms in the second floor are almost all destroyed and damaged, so that we cannot have the guys in the emergency shelter, and also we cannot have the guys in the transitional living staying here.
A total of 42 buildings were damaged by the explosion, according to city officials. Roughly 24 cannot be occupied again until repairs are made to make the structures safe. 3 buildings, including one that housed a daycare center, were condemned. The blast was blamed on human error. A worker for Columbia Gas Company punctured a gas line that's location was incorrectly marked. The gas company has received close to 200 claims from people seeking payments for their losses. Springfield City Councilor John Lysak wants to have gas company officials appear before the council to answer questions about the state of the utility's infrastructure.
I just want to make sure that, you know, everything's handled right in the pipes and the infrastructure in the city is safe, that we don't have something like this, God forbid, happen during, you know, a midday when downtown's full of people.
The chair of the Massachusetts Department of Public Utilities, Ann Berwick, said this week the natural gas distribution system in the state is safe. She said most gas leaks are the result of improper excavations. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.